Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer, and I'm speaking with Gretchen Anthony, who has written the book Evergreen Tidings from the Baumgartners. Welcome, Gretchen.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Just tell me where you're calling from.
I am in Minneapolis, so not quite as far north as you, but just about.
Okay. And we have just recovered from an earthquake, so we're still shaking a little bit, but I think we have everything pretty much in order. And we can talk about how it came to be that you decided to write this book.
Yeah, best wishes to you. We've been certainly thinking about you guys and hoping the recovery is going well. The book actually started with the character Violet, who's the main character of the book. She's the matriarch of the Baumgartner family. And she is over-the-top, braggadocious, intrusive as a mother, only wants the best for her family. And she writes Christmas letters that begin with the phrase, "Dearest loved ones near and far, evergreen tidings from the Baumgartners." And so that's where the title of the book comes from. And she was really the beginning of the book, her character, because as I was growing up, we probably received hundreds of Christmas letters over the years, and I loved reading them. I thought they were terrific. And everyone who's ever received Christmas letters knows that every year you get one or two of the braggy ones.
Oh, yes.
And I thought they were hysterical. I used to pull those out and read them. I just thought they were hysterical. And that's where Violet comes from. She's not any one person. Yeah, no, Violet was the conglomeration of a lot of those kind of braggy voices that came together over the years. And I figured she would make a great character, and I had to put her into a book.
When you started talking about this, I immediately flashed to a couple of friends, very good friends, longtime friends, who have written the kinds of letters that you have described. And I can remember that my wife and I would spend some time reading them and then sort of thinking about the background elements. But you've gone far more here with this particular book. Have you, I guess as you went through the process, and I like to ask authors this question, what is your biggest takeaway from having written that?
About Violet, the character herself?
No, I'm saying for your own self, because we've talked a little bit about the book itself in terms of the sense of what it's going to be, but I'm more curious of the impact of your writing the book as you think about now you went through this process, here you are, what's changed in you having gone through this process?
Well, it's a huge accomplishment for starters. It's not the first novel that I've written, but it is the first that I ever felt was good enough to take all the way. And there was a sense of accomplishment with that felt very centered in a way. Like, okay, I always thought I could do this, and now I know I can do this, and it feels like I am where I'm supposed to be. And the other thing I learned was I've been writing as a ghostwriter for years. I was in corporate communication for a long time and started working as a ghostwriter in my full-time work there because I wrote for so many executives. And then as I left my corporate job, would write for all kinds of other clients as their ghostwriter. And so I was always in this support role, this guidance and coaching and support role. And now I'm the one who's front and center, and that's an entirely different experience. And so I'm learning to adjust to that, too. I like it. I love that it's my work that I get to discuss. But it's an adjustment to have the spotlight on you, that's for sure.
Ah, very good. I'm glad I was able to ask that question and get that response. So as we move forward here, is there any other aspect of this novel you'd like to share with listeners that won't take away from their reading it?
Well, the book itself is actually a comedy, and I think what people have been resonating with is not only do they all know a violet, there's when I go to book events or meet with readers, they all say, oh, I could have sworn you were writing about my mother-in-law, or you were writing about, you know, my aunt or my grandmother, because we've all met a violet in our lives. And yet, as I wrote her and had to explore her character so much, I realized just how much of her character was coming out of love and fear, right? She loves her family so much, and she's so fearful that they're not going to have the lives that are as great and wonderful and perfect for them, that she wants for them. And even more, that she could have done more for them. And I, you know, when we come across characters like her in our real lives that come across as so braggy or over the top or whatever, so easy to get put off by them. And I hope readers come away feeling like, all right, even in our craziest moments, so many of the things that our families do that drive us nuts come from at least good intentions. They might not be well thought out, but they at least come from good intentions. And if nothing else, it's really nice to read a book, especially around the holidays, where someone else's family is a little bit crazier than yours. You have a laugh time of year.
What wonderfully put. Mike Malevsky here. I've been speaking with Gretchen Anthony, who's written a book that fits well with this holiday season, Evergreen Tidings from the Baumgartners. Gretchen, is there another book in process, or are you just still recovering?
There, I would have liked to have had a little more time to recover, but I'm enjoying the ride. There is another book in process. It's called, this one is called The Kids Are Gonna Ask, and it's about 17-year-old twins who find themselves wrapped up in a bit of a firestorm after they start a podcast to find their biological father after their mother dies. So this one isn't about, the next one isn't about letters, but it's about podcasting. So that one's been pretty fun, too. That'll come out in May 2020.
Okay, well, look forward to that. I must admit I had an opportunity to begin reading the Evergreen Tidings book, and I'm looking forward to completing it as we roll through the holiday season. Gretchen, it's been
I'm glad.
Gretchen, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Last brief comment before we finish?
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everyone. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a real fun conversation.
Okay. And I'm almost inspired to write a letter.
I'm so glad.
I'm a Christmas letter, because I'm thinking that perhaps my wife and I will sit down and say, you know, we've been receiving these things, but maybe it's time to sit down and write one ourselves.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm hoping more people do that.
Okay. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.